Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Right before that song, we heard the new song from Sam Smith. Jane got to debut that in her show yesterday. It's called Diamonds, so we'll be listening for Sam Smith here on the station. Right now, it's time for the news, and it goes like this.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by I'm Listening Special. During National Suicide Prevention Month and beyond, the I'm Listening initiative aims to ensure that mental health conversations are seen as commonplace and met with acceptance. With the power of shared stories and experiences from artists, athletes, and health professionals. Join the special two-hour event on Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. Help us show how talk has the power to save lives and get more info at radioalice.com or radio.com/I'm listening. All right, here's what's happening. I got a bunch of stuff I'm going to try and cycle through here. A lot of cool things, too. I think this is pretty neat. I guess it's the wave of the future. The tiny home has, they've got TV shows now, right?
Yeah. I mean, my God, they're everywhere. Everyone wants to give you a tiny home.
Right. And I do realize that, you know, this is one of the problems that we're dealing with. People just want their own space. You know, that comes down to, it doesn't have to be an elaborate mansion worth, you know, $2 million. In some cases, you know, you hear people who are just like, I just want to park my RV somewhere. You know, is that really such a problem?
The original tiny home, the RV.
These tiny homes are going to become a thing. I don't know how they're going to be set up in communities or, you know, will they be like mobile homes? It seems very much like that. The tiny home of the future is here. They call it, it's made by Singapore's Nestron. They released info and photos of their new prototype for Cube 2. It's a tiny smart home that starts, let's see here, it's 263 square feet. It's about 4 yards wide by 9 yards long.
Oh.
It's small.
Oh, this looks cool.
It does look cool.
Please send me that link. I would like to look at this in depth when we're done here, but that sounds great. It's certainly... A family of four with two dogs is not going to fit into that tiny home. Oh my God. I think that's the 3D printed house that it looks just like it.
It's their newest thing.
Look at that. It looks like a trailer with no wheels.
It can accommodate households of three or four people. Oh. It's got an open concept design. Yeah, I look at that and I say, for a young couple or just me, it could happen. I could make that work. I've lived in really bad rental situations where I basically stayed in my room. I just stayed in my room and I didn't go out unless I was leaving the house. And often that's one of the things you see about young people anyway. They're out all day. They don't get home until late, and then they just need a place to crash. This is perfect for that scenario.
Absolutely.
The place costs $52,000, though. So, and that's cheap in terms of, you know, owning your own pad, but...
You got to buy the land, though, too. You mm-hmm. you know, you have to have the land to put that on. So it does add up. Honestly, it does look like a trailer without wheels. I'm sure that is what some people are doing. So maybe this feels a little bit more like a house. It's a little more solid. And they could go with that instead of the... It really looks like if it had a tow hook on the front of it, you'd just hook it up to your truck and take it wherever right. you need to go.
No, I don't disagree. The reason I did the story,
nice
because
inside.
I do believe that I could have easily skipped the story, but a lot of people are trying to figure out how they can put up something in their backyard
yep.
for their kid mm-hmm. or for...
Or to rent out.
That married and now has no place to live. And you
right.
don't want them in your pad, you've got this as an option. It looks really cool. They've got everything is in it. It has a living room, kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and bar counter. There's a skylight, and they basically come furnished. So, you know, you wouldn't want to put
sort of
a couch in
it.
There.
Right. That's it's really neat. Oh, little washer dryer. Look at that kitchen.
Yeah.
Put that link up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, Brittany. That
sure.
is really that is
it
really
also
neat.
Has smart home appliances. The washing machine, refrigerator, AC, and stove are all connected.
Oh.
And an AI assistant is the central control for all the appliances in the house.
Wow.
Even the light fixtures are integrated. So there's also add-ons. And if this, because this is, I don't know if the word would be Singaporean, but it's a company that would have to ship it to you. It costs $8,000 to get it here in the United States extra over the $52,000 that it costs to get initially. So it's still really cheap. I don't know if...
Compared
you know,
to
you
an
got,
actual house,
as,
right.
As Sarah mentioned, you can't put this on a sidewalk.
No,
so,
you've got to have
you know,
someplace specific for it.
Right. But kind of cool. Certainly worth a mention.
It's really neat.
There you go. This next story, I love it. Well, I don't love it. Someone could have gotten very seriously hurt, but no one did, so I'm doing it. There's a 26-year-old guy from Allen Park, Michigan, and on Wednesday night, apparently he was full of whippets. Do you know what whippets are, Sarah?
Sure. Little NO2 capsules, nitrous oxide, baby. Don't do it, kids. It really does kill your brain cells, truly. I'd be so much smarter if I'd never encountered
whippets.
Oh,
you're familiar.
Oh, yes. We have songs about it.
Right. Yeah. Actually, I hate to do this, but I was just reading a story about a very famous musician, a guitar player named Peter Green, who started Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. And he's known as being one of the greats. Right. He's known as being one of the greats, and he just never achieved what people expected him to. They say he was the guy who could have rivaled Eric Clapton for one of the best guitar players around. He ended up taking so much LSD that he had to be hospitalized and never
fulfilled.
Like in
an insane asylum, right?
Yeah.
Like he screwed his brain up.
Right. So I thought of that when you said you would be so much smarter had you not done whippets.
Well,
anyway.
It absolutely decreases your brain function. There's no question. Don't do it, kids.
Back to our story.
You will thank you. Yes.
The 26-year-old from Allen Park, Michigan, who was full of whippets on Wednesday night, he was driving his Dodge towards a drawbridge and saw the gates were down because the bridge was going up for a boat. So
okay.
The gates are down and the bridge is going up.
So he saw
and this
a ramp
dude,
is what he saw, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
High on whippets.
Don't, friend.
Didn't want to wait. So he busted through the security gate and tried to jump his car over the gap.
And how did
Fortunately
that go?
For him, the bridge operator, who's part of the news story that I found locally in Detroit, they did this story on the TV news, and they have the bridge operator is actually sees this guy gunning it towards the lifted part of the side of the bridge. The operator stopped the bridge from opening even more, and this guy made it.
Oh.
He, of course, blew out.
Oh, no.
Four of his tires and smashed his windshield and was arrested for malicious destruction of property because he, you know, blew through the
oh
sign, the gate. But he made it.
He didn't make it, Vinny. He blew out all four tires and smashed his windshield and was arrested. If he'd made it, he'd have gotten to the party to deliver the whippets, I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, did he live? Yes. Did he make it? I don't know. That's debatable.
I think
Unreal.
He made it.
Okay. I'll go with that.
I love it. I absolutely. Oh. I know it's not something you should love. It's dangerous and people could have gotten hurt, but and if you want to see the news story from Detroit, it's interesting because the bridge operator's like, no,
is there
in
video
fact, that's one of the parts of the story. They say everyone is searching for some kind of surveillance video so that we can see this jump. And I searched for it and couldn't find it. So clearly they haven't found it yet either. That's what I thought. Like, there's got to be video.
You'd think.
There's video of everything now, right?
And you'd think of all the places where you want video, the lifting bridge where the boats can go through, et cetera, and the people jumping with their cars, you'd want that.
Right. Well, anyway, I just thought there's a story for you that's just
Well, the
something.
Bad news is that the guy actually technically did make it across the gap, so this is going to be a challenge now. This sucks. Don't love that, Vinny.
I love it.
No, this is not your epic
he's
thing
flying,
that you're going to accomplish.
He flew and
this
he
is not the brass
made it
ring.
For the most part.
No.
Made it. I mean,
do we
don't
have
do
any
it at home,
drawbridges
though.
Here?
Yeah, well, we used to have a Lefty O'Doul bridge. That was a drawbridge.
But that hasn't mm-hmm. functioned forever, right?
And I think that's gone now, actually. I'm not positive, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
There
but
must be some. I would think
I know
the
there's some in
stuff.
Seattle. It's a neat thing to see. It's not neat to get caught by it, but then since you're caught, you just sort of sit there and watch this thing go up. And you wait for the boat to pass and back down.
And you
down
think to yourself
cruise.
The whole time, boy, if they just built that a little taller, I wouldn't have to sit here.
I'm pretty sure there's one on 3rd Street, too, but I never seen it working. So
that's the one I'm talking about, the Lefty O'Doul one.
No, that's another one. You're talking about the one next to the park, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, there's another one?
In where I used to live in the hood. But I never saw it operating. Sorry, go ahead, sir.
Off of, sorry, delay. There's a, Vinny, up near Hamilton, up like where you turn off to 37. Isn't there a drawbridge out there somewhere? I think it's a smallish one, but I think there's.
Yeah, there might be. I was actually, I thought I thought we must have something. There's so much water around here. Like Seattle is similar in that there's so many waterways that they absolutely have one. Text it in if you know. Love to be able to say that.
Let us know, yeah.
Hey, some of you have heard me sort of, oh God, look at the time. It's already gone. I don't even know what to do here. I'll do this real quick. Some of you have heard me talking about the Zoom schools, and here's an article. I imagine some teachers have heard me say this and thought, why you? The whole Zoom learning comes with a lot of problems. This article's talking about how, and it's interesting, the first thing my 5-year-old learned in kindergarten was always stay muted. This is the thing now that everyone's dealing with in these classes is that the kids have to learn how to toggle in and out of mute. That's the big thing. And often while school is in, you can hear mom in the background doing her job or baby in the background trying to break into the room and it's a real problem. They've got. As I read it, I thought, oh, right. All these school teachers who are already underpaid and underfunded are dealing with all of the TV news playing in the background while kid is trying to, please mute. Who's the one?
You know, whoever's running the meeting, though, usually can mute people. And I wonder if teachers just listen up, teachers. Apparently, if you're running it, you can mute them. Like, Bryn mutes us all the time.
Right, but He's I always- can't. Unmute you if I want you to talk. So as a teacher,
so the person does need to know how to do that.
I can request for you to unmute, but the kid has to know how to hit the button.
So anyway, the article just sort of gave me a cold splash of water as to the fact that it's a nightmare for everyone, not just the parents or the kids, but also the teachers. And it's, what are we, 2 weeks in? So I guess it's to be expected.
Good luck, everyone. Right.
Right. Ay, ay, ay. Let's see here. I guess I can do Oh, no, I can't. I'll read some texts on the other side of these messages. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.